MTN has reported upbeat first half numbers, delivering double-digit growth in profits, with headline earnings per share surging 46.5%. This is mainly driven by increased demand for its data and fintech services. We initially reached out to MTN to chat about its performance, but the executive team isn't doing any interviews. So let's take a look at what the company's CEO, Ralph Mopita, had to say about its performance at the presentation.
We have seen an acceleration of 883 petabytes of data traffic across our networks post what we see as the easing of lockdowns. We see a similar trend on fintech transaction volumes, which is an underlying driver or indicator of sustained growth, you know, over the medium term. Again, 2.7 billion transactions in the period, post the lockdowns. And actually, in this last quarter, it was 3.1 billion worth of transactions. So the point that we've made around the investment case that we see structurally higher demand in our markets for data and fintech, maybe quite uniquely from other markets, you know, we believe still sustains the investment case. Hence, we're making the investments in network and IT that we've made. We've put in 17 billion. We are forecasting that we'll do 35 because we believe there's demand and then the return profile will come in line with our medium-term guidance.
Well, that was the CEO of MTN, Ralph Mopita. Joining us now to help us unpack the numbers is Telco's analyst at Africa Analysis, Dobek Pata. Thank you so much for your time, Dobek. Now, we saw throughout the day after the release of those results today, the rise of that MTN share price ending the day about 9% in the green. So really, clearly, investors quite pleased with that performance. What were the highlights for you there?
Good evening. Thanks very much for hosting me. I think in general, overall, a very good set of results for the first half of the financial year in 2022. And, you know, there are many highlights. I think revenue, as you indicated, for the group, 14% plus up to about almost 97 billion rand. I think notably data revenue up 36%. That's in some of the markets like Nigeria, we saw very high increase in data revenue. I think there was an excess of 50%. Fintech, set of fintech services, up 14% in revenue. So I think overall, MTN was able to meet just about all of its self-set objectives, goals for the first half of the year. Indicators up on all the key indices.
A pretty largely expected performance from MTN. They talk about how they are looking now to increase prices in certain markets. And I'm wondering if you are at all concerned about what that could do to the great demand that they've seen in their data and fintech services.
They have. So I think one of the points that was discussed by MTN is decrease in prices, in fact, over the past year and the past 6 months. In data and also I think in fintech services. So they have passed quite a bit of benefits in some of the markets to customers coming out of the COVID lockdowns, restrictions, and obviously economic depression that followed the lockdowns. But as an operator, you need to obviously remain profitable as a commercial operator. Otherwise, there is little point in not being able to sustain your operations. Yeah. And it's effectively in some of the markets what we had seen over time is considerable decreases, particularly in data prices. And with increased input costs that we have seen, particularly I think coming from increased petroleum prices, petrol prices or diesel in particular, and a lot of these operations run on generators in many of the sites that MTN operates with. So, you know, input costs go up, no matter how hard you try to reduce your costs, you may need to consider some price increases. Mm. And MTN has done a fairly good job as part of its strategy in reducing costs over the past, 18 months or so.
Let's go into the corporate activity. So as they try to continue de-risking the business, they've gotten an offer for $35 million, a binding offer there for their Afghanistan business. Is the price right, though, considering that the offerors know that, you know, MTN has been trying to kind of offload this business for a while?
So I don't know if the price is right. MTN has been trying to exit that market. I think at $35 million, it's sufficiently satisfactory for MTN to take that offer and exit. It is a part of the strategy of divesting from the Middle Eastern, Central Asian markets, with the exception of Iran. At least for now, that's one of the key markets for them. And focusing more on African operations, closer to home and the home turf, so to speak. So I think given possibly the outlook of Afghanistan, one doesn't quite know what's going to happen there with the Taliban regime in place. I would assume and probably so would everyone else that operations obviously will carry on, but it is a risky environment, and historically MTN did effectively pull out of Syria, abandoned that market due to the civil war in that country dragging on for several years. And if something similar were to transpire in Afghanistan, as an example, it's better to take the money and run, so to speak, than hang on and see what happens in the future.
Dobek, we actually had Rain coming out earlier on and announcing that they are putting their hat in the ring for Telkom. Of course, we know that MTN has been the one that has been in takeover talks with Telkom recently. The takeover panel did eventually say that we must disregard that information because Rain published it without approval. I'm just trying to think then, if a deal between Rain and Telkom were to actually be concluded, would that be a significant threat then to MTN and Telkom, especially considering that from a competition perspective, there has been this fight against the duopoly that MTN and Vodacom possess?
I don't think it necessarily would be a significant threat. Obviously, it would be a stronger competitor, particularly as against MTN and Vodacom, especially as we move into the more into the 5G era over the next few years and thereafter. It would be more, I think, more of a loss of an opportunity for MTN. Yeah. I think given the type of M&A activity that we are seeing in the market, potential M&A activity, and in particular I'm thinking about the JV between Vodacom and CIVH with the objective of creating a new infrastructure company in the South African market. MTN would benefit greatly probably with acquiring or merging with Telkom from an infrastructure perspective in particular, but not only. There are other aspects to that potential deal, beyond just the fiber infrastructure, which would be critical. And it would, in fact, possibly then end up in a market with two key infrastructure players going forward. But obviously all of that still needs to be decided by the Competition Commission, the Competition Tribunal, and the hearings.
Dobek, we are over time, and my director is going to shout at me, but just starting in 10 more seconds, I'm actually wondering, because all this drama that's happened with the takeover regulation panels, slapping Rain in the hand and saying that they must retract that statement, and saying that it was unlawful for them to announce it, could that have any implications for Rain?
I don't think so. I think it will ultimately be water under the bridge, so to speak. I think it was a calculated risk. I think Rain realized it will get slapped on the wrist, but still wanted to throw its head in the ring there and take a stand and come out with that statement.
All right. Yeah. So we'll wait and see what happens. Quite a lot of drama there happening in the telecommunication space on the JC. But thank you very much for your analysis, Dobek. That was a Telco's analyst at Africa Analysis.